Everyone's there. I'm starting to read Exodus chapter 15, verse 22. This is the scenario before. I know everyone's, we know the Lord and His words, but before I am going to the verses, I just try to give the scenarios when the Moses started in these situations. This is the time we know that our God, He is baptized the Israelites through the Red Sea. When they passed through the Red Sea and shown the marvelous work on that time and saved them and brought them to a secure place. And they are all happy because the Lord has saved them and shown so miraculous, the glorious work that they can sing and just give glory. That's why the verse 18, they told the Lord shall reign forever and ever. So what a great, they have a love for the God that God given to them, the victorious against the Egypt through the Red Sea. And they have a new life through the Red Sea, through the baptism of Red Sea. So they are joining all of the people to glory the God, and everything's thankful and dancing, singing. So what a good life they are enjoying. But to be honest, the history reminds, the scripture reminds us, is not last for so long. After three days when they feel thirst, what they have done, I will start from that verse. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Sar. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it into the waters, and waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them, and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandment, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the disease on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." This is the scripture portion remind us when they have a nice time, joyful time, they are giving every glory to the God. Oh Lord God, how much you are grateful to us love us, that given this victory over the Egyptians, and we have a now so good life. We'll go to the land and we'll leave ourselves. But Lord has a different provision for them. Within 3 days, they lost. They lost their hope to live in this world. What they told? They feel for thirsting for the water. And that the water they have already accessed, that is the bitter. What a great miserable life. Lord brought them from that miserable life from Egypt to this land, and they again feel the challenges. They could not enjoy the time. That means hope and the peace and the joy is lost. It's not for everlasting. And the water even given, Lord, it's a bitter. So we can see, Lord make another provisions through, make this when they want to die. The all dead people again want to die. Have you heard? Dead wants to die. They are already dead because they were the sinners. So same people, they want to die again. What a blasphemy, hypocritic they are. I am not judging. The scripture is reminding. They are already dead in their sins. Lord is reminding throughout the time, and Lord is providing all the provision for their life. But still dead people wants to die. Still not open their eyes. But thanks Lord. Lord, our God is so merciful. Again He act on such a way that they can love God again. So Lord given a tree, and that tree make the sweet. So you can see our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of you and me, who hang on the cross, same the tree, and who through the sacrificial death given his sweetest love. Even our heart is broken, even our heart is so hard, is bitterness in our life, we against of God, disobedience, but this sweetness of the sacrifice and the love of Christ given the true our life to become from bitterness this Mara, like this water, to have a living flow of the water. So that's why Jesus remind us, I will give the water which is flow from the bottom of your stomach. So that is the greatness, that is the grace of our God, who always try to make every provisions for our life. Even we are looking through the right and left, does not matter. He is always look on us, and his purpose to make a provisions. We look through the Red Sea when they come through. So what a great joy. We also baptize in our life so many ways, like Holy Spirit, like fire, or the baptism with the water. And we enjoyed the life. We thought it's over. Once we enjoyed our life, baptized, everything, Lord given Holy Spirit over. No, it's not over. Because we know through our experience, through the scripture, through the life, through the Holy Spirit, the challenges is not over. Challenges started when we committed ourselves and we live through the Christ and we lead ourselves, allow the Holy Spirit that he may lead us to the all of the way of our life. So that is the things I found that how much Lord our Jesus Christ so gracious. He has a lot of provisions for us, not for today, for tomorrow also. That's why these Israelites, they did not know what's the provisions. That's why they murmured. They again complained. We sometimes do. I'm not pointing anyone. I'm pointing for us. Each one of sometimes fail, sometimes face a lot of problems. We know that we have to face, but still we failed. But the unfailing love who lifted us by his righteous hand and show his mercy and giving constant love which flow from our bottom of our belly. So that is the greatness of our God, that who always remind us that he is in control. And that's why verse 26 he mentions that I am the Lord who heals you. This the Lord is not telling only the healing, the purpose of physical work. He already done. When Jesus came in this world, he already shown so many ways to healing the peoples. But he calls for the sinners. He calls that people who did not know what is sin. We can't deny the sin who has a power so much in our life when we birth. Because when we birth, we have a freedom to do the sin and go to the death. But thanks to Lord, we have still have a provisions that Lord made, that whatever you've done, that I have provision for you, I heal you. And Isaiah 55 chapter reminds us, verse 8, that through his wounds he heals us. So how much the value it carry, how much the way it carry. We have so many dad here, so many moms here who are already have a children, who someone's expecting child, but we all know it is not easy. If even someone's pointing to my child, he's not good, or slapping someone, we become angry. So look, it's a simple, for simple things we thought as a human beings, our limitations were ended. Where we ended, that is the start of God's working. God start to work from the sections, because he knows our limitations. He knows our every purpose. So that is the happens. When we sinner, we are going back again and again. He just got us from the point. And that's why I'm mentioning, Lord has given only begotten Son, his only Son, Jesus Christ, who has the only truth, life and death. And that's why he given to us. How much he loves us, isn't it? Anyone we agree that anyone can allow his child, for me, I can't allow, like Isaac is too much precious rush to me. When I prayed this long time for a child, Lord has gifted him. How can Lord ask, or like anyone is asked that he wants his life for his saving? Never. We can't allow, because that is our limitations. But God is in power, and God is so gracious. He has knowledge, has no limit. That is the God of our God. And that's why he can do it. Because he loves us so much. That's why only his Son he has given to us, that we may have a life. So I'm going to the next portion, chapter 16. When this Lord again the make for their life for a provisions that they have the foods for the water, even the wilderness, they are thirsty, but they also made the same provisions. Through the Jesus Christ, we have the same provisions for us. When we are hunger, we are thirsty, we look to the Lord. We look to the Lord not only the for physical needs, our spiritual need, our lot of things we need. We lost so many times, even we saved, but still Lord make a provisions. We can see the scripture portion when Abraham twice lies and he told the Sarah as a sister, but he still he got a mercy. Still he get a favor. Even the David, a lot of things he has done in his the life as an example, Bathsheba, he has done the wrong things, but still Lord, he looks to the Lord. Lord was so merciful. So what a great God, ever merciful God of our God. He never count our sins. Blesses us those whose sins are transgressions are forgiven and sins are covered. Blesses those people whose sins are not count again. So how much we are happy, isn't it? Brother and sister, that we may assure, not from Abraham's life, not from David's life, because you and me, each and every day experiencing the same life through the same Holy Spirit, which is make a provisions through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may come to that throne of grace and ask for His mercy, that Lord, show Your mercy and Lord, reach to my heart that I may have Your blessings, Your grace, and we may put our faith to Him as remind through the Roman chapter 5 verse 1. Through our faith and Lord Jesus Christ, we have access to His peace and we may justify through our faith. Thanks to God for His provisions. Lord only not make a provisions for the water, but Lord also make a solid food also. Because we know in this world, as the science remind us, man can live in this world maximum 40 days. As we know that Jesus also was temptation after 40 days. It's also remind without water, we can live around 3 to 5 days. You know, brother and sister. And also without air, we can survive 7 to 8 minutes. But without hope, not a single second. Not a single second we can survive. That is a hope. It comes from through our God. It's the eternal hope. This is the people Israel, all the lost of the hope. Again, God have to make a provisions. But Jesus make eternal hope. When He gone through the cross, as Romans 5 remind us, we have the same provisions. We have eternal hope. Because not scripture told, because Holy Spirit always working through us and in us, and that we may have enjoyed the same hope of eternal. So when we lost, we found through the Christ. When we weak, we found through the strength through the Christ. That is the greatness of our God. So verse 16 is reminding, I just scripture portion reading for all of you. Verse 1, 16, Exodus verse chapter 16, verse 1. And they journeyed from Elim, and all the congregations of the children of Israel came to wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they departed from the land of Egypt. Then the whole congregations of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Look, the people, the dead people who wants to die again are facing same problem and losing the hope. Lord asked for water, they got the water, and again they are struggling in the wilderness. They could not see the provision for the Lord and how much Lord has done before. Then again murmured and against the Moses and Aaron. And the verse 3, and the children of Israel said to them, oh, that we had died by the land of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with this hunger. Look, the people who have fed so many times different way through the Lord, His blessings, His grace, still feel hungry, isn't it? And what kind of people they we are, that we feed a lot of way through the Lord and blessings comes to our life, but still we need the food, we complain food for food or other stuffs. Lord, what you are doing, we are not sufficient. Let's see how Lord provide them. Then the Lord said to Moses, verse 4, behold, I will rain bread from the heaven too for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring it, and in it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So look, Lord, make another provisions. We could not understand how much Lord have a plan, because it reminds, do you know, it reminds us that His thought is better than us, and our ways is not ways. So, as Jeremiah reminded, His plan to prosper us. Even we know all these words, but when the trial comes, suffering comes, we sometimes, like these people, we feel hungry. We feel hungry, we ask for Lord, give us food. Look, this is the food, Lord, make a provision. This is a solid fruit, not a simple water like Mara, which is bitter. This is a good fruit, which comes directly from heaven. So how much, Lord, make a provision? Even the wilderness, there is nothing over there, but Lord can make a provision. What a strength we have, what a great God we have. Even the wilderness of our heart, we were the sinner. We just looking here and there, and we were love to do what we want to do. And Lord has make a provision for us through Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and given us the daily bread. Because why Lord chosen bread? He might be choose eggs or other stuffs. Because bread, the things from the 2000 years before, still now we are continuing. The morning we start, we look to the bread. Most of the time, I think most of the world of the people, we look to the bread. That is the basic necessity in our life. So same things Lord mentioning here. When they murmured against Lord, Lord God provided from the heaven directly your meat and other things we know. But it was sufficient for them? The scripture reminds no. Because they are hungry again. Each day they have to gather, they have to collect, and they have to feed them, and they have to nourish their body. But still they are far away for their heart, because they can fill their stomach, but the heart is desire for the death and death. They want to still die. The Lord given water, Lord given food, still die. But thanks to Lord Jesus Christ, we can go to the John 6, verse 32. Is everyone there? I'll start then. Verse 32. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. What a great God we have. 2000 years before, the people struggled, did not know how they survived, did not know how they constantly have a hope to lead their life. But after 2000, before Lord giving His only Son from heaven directly for you and me, that we may feed through Him, we may have that life of Christ, that we never hungry again. So what a great God we have, brother and sister. When they asked Moses asked to God. So, but thanks to God, we saw last Friday night as the movie, that there is no medium, no mediator inside between God and me, because our mediator Jesus Christ, who is living God Himself, and who came directly from heaven, not this time for you and me, save us, throwing anything from heaven. He came directly, who given us the living bread, and we never feel hungry. I'm not telling about hungriness. You know, all are quite mature in the spirit, that hungriness of this earth, but hungriness for the heaven. We have a thirst still, we have a hungriness still, because of the God's presence. Because we know that He is in my life, we want to know Him. That is the hungriness we have, not the hungriness that for the we want to go to die. For these people want to have a hungriness and thirst, we will die. No, because we know the meaning of the life. We know the true praise. We know the real joy who lives in us, who gives us the eternal life to us. And thanks to Lord for these provisions that He has a given constant bread, who is living bread, who He always feed us. And why He asks daily? Because we know the manna used to gather daily. Because our challenges, the satanic work in this world is not only the one day. Each and every moment we are facing these challenges. We feed hungry through our sinful life. We face challenges, trials. But Lord still reminding through His words daily. That's why we morning started with the word, Lord's words. That way when we are the walking in the job or coming back or the home, wherever, we feel weak, we come to the Lord through His word. That is the daily provisions He made for us. Dear brother and sister, what a great God we have who suffered for you and me, who loved us before we love Him, because He reminded us when we are sinners, still He was have love, and that's why He came for you and me to brought us from this bondage and give us daily life to have bread. That's the living bread who never be ended. Dear brother and sister, I'm sure that Lord loves has given you a new life, and you and me enjoying that love. The broken all hearts is not injured heart. We know there is a suffering. We know there is a persecutions, but still we are happy. Because happy are those who are humble, who are poor in spirit. Happy are those who mourn for their sins. Happy are those who receive the mercy of the God. Happy are those who are thirsty, hunger for the God's words. Happy are those who are persecuted for the sake of kingdom of the God. That is the blessing. That is the happiness we have. So let brother, sister, saints, and a stranger of among the believers who did not even know the Lord, come to the Lord and praise Him. What He has given to you and me, what love, what the bread, daily provision He made for you and me, that may truly encourage you and truly leads your heart to bring every way to glorify Him and honor Him and bless Him. Amen.